The Borrowers Afloat by Mary Norton, read by Rowena Cooper. Chapter 1.
"But what do they talk about?" asked Mr. Beegood, the lawyer. He spoke almost irritably, as of foolish goings-on.
"They talk about the borrowers," said Mrs. May.
They stood beneath the shelter of the hedge, among wet tree-like cabbages which tumbled in the wind. Below them, on this dark, dank afternoon, a lamp glowed warmly through the cottage window.
"We could have an orchard here," she added lightly, as though to change the subject.
"At our time of life," remarked Mr. Beegood,
gazing still at the lighted window below them in the hollow,
"yours and mine, it's wiser to plant flowers than fruit."
"You think so?" said Mrs. May.
She drew her Ulster cape more closely about her against the eddying wind. "But I'll leave her the cottage, you see, in my will."
"Leave whom the cottage?"
"Kate, my niece."
"I see," said Mr. Beegood.
And he glanced again towards the lighted window, behind which he knew Kate was sitting.
"A strange child," he thought. "Disconcerting, the way she gazed through one with wide, unseeing eyes, and yet would chatter by the hour with old Tom Goodenough, a rascally one-time gamekeeper. What could they have in common?" he asked himself, "this sly old man and eager, listening child." There they had been now, he glanced at his watch, for a good hour and a quarter, hunched by the window, talking, talking.
"Borrowers," he repeated, as though troubled by the word.
"What kind of borrowers?"
"Oh, it's just a story," said Mrs. May lightly, picking her way gingerly amongst the rain-soaked cabbages towards the raised brick path. "Something we used to tell each other, my brother and I, when we stayed down here as children."
"At Firbank Hall, you mean?"